the back seat of a car, in the corner of a room, in the shadows where I hide from you.
Hi, and welcome to Bloodsuckers, a podcast about the Twilight series by Stephanie Meyer. I'm Maddie.
I'm A-Ray.
I'm Janae.
And I'm Gail.
Thanks for listening to our 7th episode. Each week, we bring you news and theories about the upcoming book, Breaking Dawn, and the Twilight movie, as well as discussion and thoughts about the series so far. Christina lost our go-kart race, so she will not be joining us this week.
Oh, darn.
Oh, Christina. She needs to learn to drive.
So first, we'd like to read some listener emails. The first one is from Gemma from England. She said, "Hey, yeah, I have a couple of questions. First, what do you think of the shot of Edward in the car park?
That's what they call them in England.
Parking lot. Oh, is it really? Oh, that's cool. Okay. So first, what did you think of the shot of Edward in the car park before the crash when Bella looks towards him? Secondly, how well do you think they'll do the baseball scene in the movie? It could be really awesome. What are your thoughts on it? Love the podcast. Keep up the great work." So what do you guys think?
I'm excited for the baseball team. Baseball scene. I think that they're going to do a really good job. I think it's going to be like the coolest baseball game you'll ever watch, except baseball isn't that cool to watch. But I think they can make it interesting, hopefully.
Are we, like, definitely sure they're having a baseball scene?
Yeah, because Jackson, who plays Jasper, said that he was practicing batting with his, like, lefty.
Oh, right. Okay, so because I wasn't sure, because I read on the official Twilight movie site, which is now up, that's in our newsletter, there's a synopsis, like, of the movie, and it says, Bella and Edward fall in love. But then it says, but what happens when, like, the trio of people, Laurent, Victoria, and James, come after Bella? And it made it sound like they come to find her, not that they come there and see her, and then James decides to track her.
My English teacher writes summaries for books, and I don't know if it's the same with movies, but for books, people don't even read the book before they write the summary. So it may or may not have anything to do with what's actually going on in the movie.
Oh, true. Okay. But yeah, and then about the car park, being British, when Bella looks towards him, that is, oh, I love that.
You do. He's all like emo, like, I want her, but I can't have her. Ha ha ha.
That was a good laugh, Maddie. Only little.
Oh my god.
I thought so. Sometimes I like to be a supervillain.
In your spare times.
Yeah, it's one of my many hobbies, you know, podcasting, reading Twilight, taking over the world.
How diabolical.
Well, in that case.
All right, moving on. Mallory from Georgia also emailed us. She said, "I was listening to last week's podcast when you guys brought up the older listeners. I have to say that I am 24, so I guess that makes me an older listener. I love the energy in your cast. Keep up the wonderful job. I can't wait to hear the next one."
I love that 24 is supposedly old.
No,
what is wrong with society?
You're not old, Sarah. Or Mallory, sorry.
What are you reading?
Neither are you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah's next. But I'm glad she enjoys the show, and I'm surprised anyone listens to us, let alone people that are older than us.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know.
We're kind of ridiculous.
A little. I'm going to have to agree.
But I guess we have a lot of energy, quote, quote.
Isn't that a bad thing?
Is that what they're calling it these days? All right. We also got an email from Sarah from Virginia. She wrote, "Hey, you guys, just so you know, your podcast totally rocks. But anyway, what do you think is Edward's best and worst qualities?"
Does he have bad qualities? Well, no, he definitely does. But
no, he does.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Edward's worst quality would probably be that he's extremely overprotective of Bella, and that he sugarcoats things when she asks him for the truth. And his best quality would probably be his hotness or his nauseatingly adorableness.
Ah, very true. Well, I don't know. I don't like people who are nauseatingly adorable. I kind of, as we all know, kind of like guys who don't really act like they like you so much. So I know I personally liked him better in the beginning, and when he got like nauseatingly cute, I got kind of sick of him.
What? What?
I get so much hate mail now.
Yeah, I hate that he's so overprotective and he sugarcoats things, and that he pretends to be so like, innocent about things. Like, when he asked, I dazzle people, I'm like, it's completely obvious that you do that, so stop even trying to, like, be innocent about it. But I also like his nauseatingly adorableness, and, yeah, because he's awesome.
Well, I was rereading Eclipse, and I was also so mad that he was being so protective of Bella and kind of not respecting the fact that she could make her own decisions about things. Like, he was babysitting her and not letting her go see Jacob, who was her best friend for all of New Moon. Even though I hate Jacob, I still thought Bella should be allowed to hang out with him. But I think some of his best qualities are, I don't know how to put this, but kind of he self-evaluates a lot. And even though he'll be doing something wrong, if someone brings it up or if he realizes he's doing something wrong, he'll change it. And so I think that's really important. And obviously there's the nauseatingly adorableness and his, like, patience and self-control. Hope we answered your question, Sarah. Natalie from Australia emailed us again this week. She said, I apologize in advance. This email won't be quite as long as last week. Speculation doesn't whip me into the same verbal frenzy that Cold Hard Facts themed to. However, I said I would email again if the show was just as enjoyable, and so here it goes. First point, the fire in the dance studio. This one, I think, was a nice touch by the director, as it alludes to something said a little earlier in the story that I overlooked the first time I read it, that being Edward's description of how to kill a vampire. I don't have the book handy at the moment, but it was something along the lines of, the only way is to rip them to shreds and burn the pieces. So the facts that they choose to include was pretty cool. However, I have no idea why it looked like Emmett and Jasper were dancing around the flames. That was simply strange. Second point, school characters. I, too, could have sworn Ben was Asian. I'm immensely glad we're not sharing the same delusion. Eric York, you definitely didn't have any Eastern heritage, but he and Ben are being fused into the same character for the sake of the movie, thus Asian actor. I was also wondering what sort of part, if any, do you think the humans will play in the next novel? Personally, I see Mike and maybe Angela finding out a little too much about the Cullen / Bella's secret. Stephanie would have put so much thought into the development of these characters if they were just meant to remain in the background. Third and final point, casting. Tyler has been cast. His first name is Greg, and he's African-American. Yes, I'm trying to my hand at being politically correct.
Unlike us.
He's in the picture on Stephanie's website along with the rest of the humans. I don't remember who I should be addressing this to, but don't feel bad. I finished these books less than a month ago, and obsessions can grow very quickly. To all you poor disease girls, get well soon. Thank you. Me and Gail are all feeling much better. Right, Gail?
I'm glad that she can feel my new fandom pain.
Well, we all weren't much earlier.
Yeah.
Probably only a couple months.
Yeah, Ben is definitely Asian. I was reading on Twilight Lexicon, there is, like, a personal correspondence that they did with Stephanie to try to, like, get facts that aren't in the book up on their site. And she did say in one of their, like, email interviews that Ben is Asian. So, yeah, we're not crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad we're not crazy.
So, do you think Angela's going to be dating Eric in the movie?
No.
I'd be very upset.
That would be so
Why?
Wrong.
Because if they're being fused into the same character.
Well, wouldn't they rather leave out Eric than Ben?
Because Eric's, like, not important.
Apparently not, because they casted Eric and not Ben.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, but do Angela and Ben even start dating in the first movie yet?
True.
Not at yet. The prom, they dance together.
True.
They do. Well, it would make sense for them to have a Ben later. Like, say, make up a story like, he just moved to Forks and whatever. So, yeah, if they don't cast him in the first movie, maybe they'll just do that.
I don't know. I don't think they'll care that much.
They try to, like, oversimplify things in movies anyway, for sake of screen time.
The thing about the fire, yeah, we were dumb. We forgot that that's how you kill vampires.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Thanks, Natalie.
All of our listeners are so much smarter than us.
Yeah. All right, and about the school characters, I think Angela's definitely going to find out about their secret because she's going to become a vampire.
What? What?
You just want Angela to be hot so you can have another girl crush on her, Maddie. Seriously.
I think Angela is a very important character.
Yeah. There is some foreshadowing, if I'm not mistaken, in Eclipse where Bella is helping her address thank you cards and she asks herself, or it might be, wait, is it Eclipse or is that New Moon?
What was the scene? Where?
Bella's helping her address thank you cards.
Oh, that was Eclipse.
And
that's
I thought
Eclipse.
So. Yeah, so she's helping her address thank you cards and she's thinking to herself, is this really such a good idea to like be getting close to someone right before, oh right, duh, Eclipse, right before graduation and then right before I might turn into a vampire. So that could be possible foreshadowing that it's all right like to get close to Angela because Angela
will become a
vampire as well.
I'm telling you.
And just like one of Maddie's theories, like on the, I don't remember what episode it was, but how at the wedding, Jasper might have a freak attack and like everybody finds out about the vampires and then they have to take like Angela and Ben or, and you know, possibly Mike into hiding because the Volturi are going to try to like kill all the humans that know.
Yeah, I think Mike knows everyone a little too well to not find out about it. Because he's, like, friends with Jacob, and he knows the call-ins from living with them.
Yeah. So, that's a possibility, definitely.
Unless they move to Alaska, like, immediately, in which case no one would know.
Right.
But couldn't it go the other way, too? Like, instead of Angela becoming a vampire, she'll find out about all the supernatural stuff because maybe one of the pack boys imprints on her?
Oh.
Like, because, you know, it can't just be, like, set to only girls in the Quileute tribe. It could be girls outside of that, so maybe Jacob or like one of his friends imprints on her and then she has to know about all the supernaturally things because that's
yeah.
how it works.
It can be out of the Quileute tribe because Jacob like tries to imprint on Bella.
Well, I don't think you can try to imprint.
Jacob's dumb.
Jacob's just hard-headed enough to try.
I think maybe Jacob wanted to, but I don't think you can be like, I'm going to become hopelessly
in
love
with him. I thought he could.
Yeah,
because
Stephanie says that. There's a part in New Moon where like Bella notices that he's looking at her funny, like really fixedly, and she says that he's trying to like imprint on her.
Idiot. All right, now before I insult the rest of our fans, so Tyler got cast, and I don't know what his last name is either because I was reading an interview with him, and they had everyone else's last names except his.
How nice.
So if someone knows what it is and wants to let us know, that'd be swell.
Maybe yeah. he's like Prince and he doesn't have a last name. He's the actor formerly known as Craig.
He is Madonna.
All right.
Yes, Prince and Madonna. That's who's playing him.
I forgot to read this part. As an afterthought, what did you guys think of the new promotional picture?
Sexy.
I thought they all looked more like vampires in the promotional picture than they did in the movie. Except so did Bella. So
yeah, I know.
That was kind of weird. But everyone...
Kristen Stewart just looks like a vampire.
That's nice.
No, seriously. I was watching In Cold Blood, not In Cold Blood, Into the Wild in English class. I was looking at her and she's just very vampire-y.
Whoa, she was in Into the Wild?
Yeah, she plays the girl that, like,
oh,
is in love
her?
With Chris McCandles. Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Why do we, like, never
she,
recognize
like,
her
she
in anything
sing.
Else she does? It's ridiculous.
Like, she's a really good singer.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't believe that's her. I'm so excited. I love that movie, even though the book was terrible.
I loved the book.
Yeah, so I thought the picture was cool, except I felt like Edward's stance was kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I liked how everyone looked vampire-y, so that was good. Anyway, Priscilla emailed us to respond to our question last week about whether or not we had guy fans. She let us know that her friend Justin listens to the show. So hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Thanks for putting up with our girlhood and squealage over hot guys.
He probably just fast-forwards through those parts.
Or the entire show. He, like, downloads the show and then skips it.
Maybe he listens to the song of the week. Because it's pretty gender neutral.
I bet there are people who just listen to the song of the week. It's definitely our best
That's
segment.
That's all I would listen to. Okay, we'd also like to thank Emma from Wisconsin, Ruth from Texas, Tori from New Jersey. Woohoo, New Jersey!
Woo!
Nessie from the UK, Kira from New Jersey.
Yay, Kira!
New Jersey.
Woo, Kira!
Yeah, Kira goes to our school, so it's kind of cool. But... That's what we do here at Blood
Sucker. We cheat.
And Eva from Puerto Rico, Kate from Michigan, Maggie from Iowa, and I'm going to screw this up, Adelaide from Pennsylvania, who also contacted the show this week.
Michigan, dear?
Did I say Michigan?
Yeah.
I don't talk Michigan.
Which is somewhere close to Michigan.
So, if you're from Michigan and would like to contact the show, you can email the show at bloodsuckerspodcast@yahoo.com or leave a comment on our blog at bloodsuckerspodcast.blogspot.com. You can also be our friend on MySpace and join our Facebook group.
Gracias.
Thanks, everybody.
Well, actually, you can't leave a comment on the blog for too much longer. Keep an eye out on the blog. We're going to post a new website on there because we're making a real bloodsuckerspodcast.com website for you guys with pictures of us on it. So we know you're excited.
You know you want to look at us.
Who doesn't exactly want to see pictures of us?
No one has normal pictures up, though. We're all like fish in the sea or something.
Well, we're not normal people.
It's true.
Speak for yourself.
It happens. Well, now we're going to go to A-Ray with the latest Twilight news.
Thanks, Maddie. Christian Serratos, who plays Angela, posts some new pictures on her MySpace. They feature Justin Chan, who plays Eric, and her getting ready for the prom scene. Love It, Like It, Hate It has an interview with Stephenie Meyer about the host, which you can read on their website. Stephenie Meyer was on Time Magazine's list of top 100 newsmakers. The teaser trailer for the Twilight movie was released this week. You can see it on our blog, bloodsuckerspodcast.blogspot.com. To hear our reactions, you can download our special edition episode on iTunes. The Movie Fanatic posted the fourth part of their Twilight article series. You can read that and the previous parts on their website. MTV released a high-resolution movie poster as part of their Twilight Tuesday special. You can see the pictures as well as an interview with the photographer Joey Lawrence on their blog. Stephanie's new science fiction book, The Host, was released this week, so make sure to buy a copy and support our favorite author. The Library Journal had a small interview with Stephanie that you can read on their website. The Twilight Lexicon posted a video of interviews with several of the Twilight actors' doubles. Justin Chan was interviewed by Twilight Portugal and Twilight Stars. You can read these interviews on their respective websites. Stephanie had an interview with The Senator Daily, which you can read on their website. AllThingsGirl.net posted the first part of their lengthy interview with Stephenie Meyer. Stephanie was also on The Glenn Beck Show. You can read the transcript of the show on CNN.com. The Twilight trailer is on its way to breaking the record set by Indiana Jones for most online views. Watch it on MySpace to help break the record. The official Twilight movie site is up and running, so check it out on TwilightTheMovie.com. That's all the news for this week. Thanks to the Twilight Lexicon for these stories.
Thanks, Ari. So what do you guys think about these news stories? Because I, for one, know I was at least half of the reason that we're about to break the teaser trailer record. Because I watched that trailer like 500 million times.
So did I. I'm pretty sure we all did. And some of the fans that I talked to at school definitely did too. Yeah. So about the interview with Stephenie Meyer at Love It, Like It, Hate It, I read that earlier today. And basically, she's just talking about the host, mostly. And just one of the things I thought was really interesting about that was that she thought of the idea, just, she was driving the car, like, through the desert in Arizona, and it sort of, like, walked into her head. It kind of reminded me of how Jo got the idea for Harry Potter on a train. But she said, like, she keeps herself occupied when she's bored by telling herself stories. And so she just started to tell herself the story of the host, and she got really interested in it and decided to write it. Which I thought was pretty cool.
I'm glad she's schizophrenic.
We love you, Stephanie.
Just kidding.
We're probably never going to get an interview with her either.
Yeah, now we just lost all of our listeners that like Stephenie Meyer, aka all of them. It happens. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to file my weekly complaint that people call Twilight Harry Potter. But I'm not going to dwell on it because I always say that.
That's still annoying.
Is that your entire weekly complaint?
Yeah, it is.
You're just going to say it and be done with it?
Yep. Because it was in everything, so
okay.
I don't have anything more to say about that.
I still like Twilight Portugal. I'm sorry, that makes me excited. Because they say vos.
How's learning Portuguese going for you?
I'm halfway done because I got bored the first time, so I kind of stopped.
Are you saying Portuguese is boring?
Yeah.
No, I just like
Spanish better.
Now we're
going
to lose better.
All of our Portuguese listeners.
I like Spanish better. Arriba.
Thanks.
Do we have any Portuguese listeners?
We might.
Probably.
If you're from Portugal, email us.
Do it, do it, do it.
Amy's Portuguese. I don't know if she listens to us.
I don't know. Whatevs.
Such is life. Oh, so the poster was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
They actually made his eyes gold, and it's noticeable.
I thought they looked kind of red. They looked red to me, but then again, I have dysfunctional eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, they're definitely gold. You're
okay, never mind. I can't see.
That's healthy. Oh, so the Reels channel interviews with the cast, I was surprised how much the people in the cast knew about the books. Like, not even just the first book. It seemed like they'd all at least have a really in-depth knowledge, if not have read all of the books. Because they were talking to the people that were, like, playing Sam them. And they were really in-depth discussing the background of werewolves. And I'm like, I didn't even, like, read that chapter, and you know more about it than I do.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad everyone knows what's going down.
Yeah. Unlike Billy Burke.
Billy Burke.
Grr, I don't read. I'm Billy Burke. He's probably going to hate us now, too.
He already hated us.
Because he totally everyone listens to our show.
Yeah, obviously. Who doesn't listen to our show?
Santa Claus.
Hannah Montana.
Martians?
Anyway.
Hannah Montana.
Basically, most of the news was interviews. About the host.
Yeah.
And interviews. And I'm not gonna lie, don't really care that much about the host. I'll probably read it eventually.
Yeah, so will I.
Just not now.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
not.
Just so you guys know, like, of course we're gonna support whatever Stephenie Meyer does, but this is a Twilight show, so we're not gonna really be talking about the host that much. Alright, so I guess that's it with the news. Now we're going to move on to our character profile discussion. This week we're going to be discussing Jasper Hale. Gail, would you like to give us the rundown of who we're talking about? Drop the knowledge on us?
Sure! Jasper Hale was born in 1843. He is a tall, blonde vampire with the ability to control the emotions of those around him. He grew up in Houston, Texas, when he was nearly 17, he joined the Confederate Army, where he quickly moved up in the ranks. He was turned into a vampire by Maria when he was 20. He and Maria raised an army of newborn vampires to fight territorial battles until his friend Peter convinced him to leave. Jasper became extremely depressed from his vampire lifestyle, as the emotions of his victims affected him greatly. He wandered on his own until he found Alice in Philadelphia. Using her visage, they found the Cullens and joined their coven. He's played by Jackson Rathbone, who's really hot and going to marry him someday.
All right, Gail. All right, so what do you guys think about Jasper, Gail?
Well, okay, hold on. In my head, I pictured Jasper looking like how they make Emmett look. And I pictured Emmett looking like how they made Edward look. And I pictured Edward as like a black-haired emo boy.
You just have problems.
Yeah, you're delusional.
Get off the Kool-Aid, Gail. Get off the Kool-Aid.
I'm sorry.
I still think Jasper is majorly awesome. His powers are really cool. And even though he sometimes has the temptation to eat people, I still love him anyway. So, yeah.
That's why
he's just
I
awesome.
Love him.
Like, he still has that wild factor. Kind of, just more so than everybody else, so yeah.
Jasper would probably be one of my favorite Cullens besides Edward. Jasper and Alice are probably tied second. But yeah, I really like Jasper a lot. Yeah, I pictured him as like built. Like not like Emmett built, like huge, but like he's got the six pack going on. but I was kind of concerned about what they're doing, like about his power in the movie, because I mean not that it's so much of a big deal. But in the little thing, I don't know what to call it, but it's the thing where they say, like, the spider monkey deal. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's just, like, a rundown of how the movie's going. Each of the Cullens talk about their powers, and everybody gets it right except for Jasper, Jackson Rathbone. He says Jasper's power is that he has the ability to calm people, which I know is what he uses mostly in the book, but it just bothered me because that's not right. So I'm not sure if he was just saying that because that's what it's primarily used for, or if that's what they're telling people in the movie.
That would be sad.
That would be upsetting. I could see, like, them doing the movie effects for it, and then it just being, like, a pink cloud, like, a fog, like, going over people. I was just thinking, like, wow, this could be really bad. Because how else are they going to make it visual?
Well, I can kind of see it in my head, like, weird music, and then you can hear, like, breathing, and it slows down. Like, when Bella's freaking out, like, you know how in those, like, horror movies where you can, like, hear their heartbeat, like, in the audio, and they're like, oh, blah, blah, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, yes. And all of a sudden, like, you can hear her calm down. Noise. Like, that's just kind of what I pictured it as being.
I hope it's not bad. I'll cry.
Yeah. A pink unicorn
no
cloud.
No pink clouds.
Of sparkly dust.
No pink clouds, no fairies sprinkling fairy dust that make you feel nice.
No, I don't think they're going to make it like that. I think he's just going to, like, look over them with, like, his, like, smoldering good looks. And they're going to, like, melt onto the floor.
His magical power will be being hot.
Yeah. And that's just Jackson Rathbone. Like, and then there's Jasper.
We're sorry, Justin. We're sorry.
Imagine Jackson Rathbone as a real vampire.
I'm sorry for Gale. I'm sorry about Gale.
All right. Well, to make this discussion worse, in the Twilight movie, Jasper is being portrayed by Jackson Rathbone. What do you guys think of this casting, Gale?
Let's just let Gale talk. None of the rest of us will
There's
talk.
There's a reason I'm so in love with him. I used to watch the show Beautiful People. And he was on that show, and I was absolutely obsessed with him back then. And then I kind of forgot he existed. And then I saw him on the casting list, and I freaked out. And when I read this book, I pictured Edward as Jackson Rathbone. But now that he's playing Jasper, I love it. I love that he's in the movie. I love seeing him. I think he's hot. I think he's perfect. And, like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen him act, but in Beautiful People, he had this way about him that he could just, like, convince anyone to do anything. And they were like, okay, I'll do it. You're hot. I'll listen. And so I think he's perfect, and he should marry me. Anyway, what do you guys think?
I would mostly agree with you. However, I think he kind of looks awkward with blonde hair. Like, it doesn't look like it belongs on him.
I've avoided seeing any blonde hair pictures. I'm terrified of them.
But, like, I think his personality, even, like, in real life, seems to be very Jasper-esque. Like, he seems very calm in all his interviews and stuff.
And all the musical instruments he plays. Sorry, that's irrelevant. Yeah. And he wears this kind of underwear. Sorry, no. Okay, I apologize now.
All right. Well, if you guys could pick someone to play Jasper, who would it be?
Okay, Taylor, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. It starts with a K, K-I-T-S-C-H. It's, like, really hard to pronounce. He was in The Covenant. He's not exactly blonde. It's, like, dirty blonde, but he's muscular and hot. So, yeah, he seemed very Jasper-ish.
Well, I heard the word hot.
I agree. Gale, who would you pick besides Jackson?
No worries, I had someone planned. Right. It's gonna sound kind of weird, but he can act, and kind of. I was gonna say Jesse McCartney, because he's really hot and blonde and built, and he in everything I've seen him in, he always plays that, like, hot, disturbed character, where, like, he doesn't really fit in, and he's kind of disturbed. And I think I remember him on Summerland getting into fights, so I guess he could be that guy that likes to eat people.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, most of the time actors go from hot surfer to man-eating vampire.
Yeah, obviously. I'm cheating, as usual. And I want to say Carrie Elwes from Princess Bride, which came out in, like, 1980s.
Ooh. Amazing idea.
Exactly, because he was blonde and gorgeous.
And gorgeous.
And he would be perfect.
And gorgeous.
And gorgeous. And gorgeous.
Because that's the only criteria.
And he's such a good
actor. And he's gorgeous.
Even though now
for
he's
anybody
older.
Who hasn't seen The Princess Bride and is a crazy person, he was also in...
There goes all our crazy fans.
Ella Enchanted.
But he was old.
He was also old in Ella Enchanted, and he was a brunette. He played, like, the evil guy.
He looked really creepy in that movie, not gonna lie.
Oh, I still thought he was hot. Even though he's, like, 50. All right. Now that we're pedophiles, A-Ray, who would you pick?
Well, like Madison, I'm going to cheat.
I love cheating.
So do I. Bloodsuckers, where the cheaters go. Anyway, I have no idea what his name is, but apparently he's, like, a male model. If you type in Jasper Cullen in Google Images. He is on the first row, the last one. I did a project on Twilight for my English class, and I made a poster with like all the Cullens and stuff, and that's who I use for Jasper.
Boo. He's the second one, not the first, because, or the last, whatever you said, because the first one's like a 2-year-old boy, and the last one's like a girl.
First row, last picture.
The first row, last picture is a girl with a butterfly on her face.
I know who she's talking about.
No, I did. I know who he's talking about. Who she's talking about.
Does he have like a scarf on?
No.
No, he has the white collared shirt and the jacket thing, right? Yeah.
Oh.
I saw it on your poster, and I'm like, right.
His name is Jasper Hale.
Honey.
Because it says Jasper Hale under his picture.
Yeah, honey, that's the character's name.
Shut up. Then why did I type in Jasper Cullen? You're going to shut up now.
I think his name is Jasper Hale.
I don't want to talk about it.
You people have serious issues.
Oh my gosh. I am 100% keeping that in.
I'm never going to talk to any of you again. Okay, hold on. I think his last name is Whitlock. Okay, we're going to shut up about the hair. The Jasper hair.
Gale. Whitlock was his last name in the book before he turned into a vampire.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
it is. Oh my god.
I didn't... Okay, hold on. This point in the book where we learned about Jasper and all of them was the point where it was right before the second episode was going to be recorded, and I wasn't sure if I was going to finish in time or not, so I started speed reading and didn't really, really read. So there's a few things I'm not really sure about, and I guess this is one of them.
Gail.
Ooh, that girl's really pretty. Okay.
Gail, it's ridiculous.
No! I hate all of you.
Oh my gosh, I'm like peeing my pants.
I'm deleting this entire website.
It's so worth it. Okay. Do you guys have any favorite scenes with Jasper?
When he eats Maddie alive.
I like the scene when he marries that random human girl named Gail. You know.
Aww.
It was it's one of those deleted scenes. I read it on Stephanie Meyer's website.
They deleted it from the book.
Because Alice got mad.
I love you all again.
That's what publishers do. They just highlight it, delete. That's
okay, well, works. I'm cool with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to cheat. As usual.
Stop cheating.
Again.
It's so terrible.
I like to cheat. And I'm picking a scene from the first chapter of Midnight Sun when it's the scene when Bella first comes to Forks and they're in the cafeteria, except at this point it's from Edward's point of view. So they're like all talking and Jasper wants to eat people and they have to keep like kicking him in the face to get him to stop.
Yeah, I know. He's just only like randomly really focusing face. On this girl named Whitney and I'm like... I didn't actually think he thought about it that way. And then Edward's all like,
exactly.
kick the chair, shut up, Jasper. And he's like, sorry.
Because you knew he had trouble with it, but I didn't think it was that bad.
My favorite Jasper scene is, weirdly enough, the first chapter in New Moon where he like almost eats Bella. Because I thought, I don't know, it was attractive, I'm not gonna lie. I'm messed up, just like Bella.
I like when... They're telling the story of how him and Alice met, and they're making cute comments.
My favorite scene is when he's describing his, like, his past. Like, when he shows Bella the crescent-shaped little scar on him, and then he pulls up his sleeve, and he has, like, 50 million of them, and she's like, oh my god. But I like when he's describing his past, and he's always so calm about it, even though it's about vampire wars in Texas.
I like that saying, vampire wars in Texas.
Because
that's where all the vampire wars happen, in Texas.
I was hoping our title was going to have something to do with Gail and Jackson getting married.
No. Actually, I think I'm going to call it, I think the model's name is Jasper Whitlock Colin Hale.
I was confused because A-Ray said, look up Jasper Colin. I'm not making it any better.
Okay. Oh my gosh. All right. Now we're going to move on to our unanswered questions discussion, where we talk about some mysteries about this series that will hopefully be answered in the next book. Janae, what's our question for this week?
Okay. The question for this week is, will Jacob ever get over Bella? I say no. That's just my thing. I'm just going to say no.
It's going to depend on whether or not he imprints, because unless he does, I think he's going to be too stubborn to change his mind about anything.
But then, like, he's going to hate her once she turns into a vampire.
Like, I think if she turns into a vampire, he can't be in love with her. Because it's like, I'm sorry, I don't care how much you like someone, if they smell bad, you're not going to like them.
Yeah, good thing you guys aren't shallow. Jeez. And she's going to be, like, 500 times hotter.
But getting into biology, nerdology here, scent is, like, one of the number one, like, things that you're attracted most
but
to a person.
If you think about it, because Edward hated the way Bella smelled for, like, he didn't hate it, but it made him hate her because it made him want to kill her. So they got...
Yeah, but he loved
the
scent.
But it was like, that's still a big thing that he has to like battle with every day. It's like, it smells good, but it's not a good thing that it smells good. You know what I mean? So, like, they got over the whole scent thing.
Well, maybe he'll get over her if he miraculously imprints on somebody else. Like I said, possibly Angela, if she doesn't get turned into a vampire and become amazingly hot so Maddie can have a girl crush on her.
I love Angela.
Well... I think that all werewolves imprint, so I think that he's going to imprint eventually, and it won't be on Bella. But I think that once she's a vampire, he won't like her anymore. Like, he likes her for who she is, not just, like, her looks and stuff. So, I don't know, maybe he won't care that she's like that. But he detests vampires. I don't know, stop asking these complicated questions.
You just like changed your mind 27 times.
He will fall in love with someone else when she's a vampire or when he imprints. Final answer. Thank you, Regis.
I think he's definitely going to imprint because they were saying in the book that it happened a lot more often than they had originally thought. No, I think that was a big thing, like that it definitely was going to happen. That seemed like foreshadowing.
True.
Obviously, it's not going to be on Bella, so I think he will get over her eventually.
Does imprinting happen, like, the second you see someone?
Yeah.
It's like, instantaneous?
Well, like, since you're a werewolf. Because, like, the one kid that imprinted on that girl at school. I'm sorry, I totally forget both their names.
Jared and Kim.
Right, Jared. When Jared saw Kim, he had been sitting next to her for, like, every day forever. And then after he became a werewolf and went back to school, the minute he saw her, it was like, whoa, and the earth moved, quote, quote.
I really want to know what it was like for Quill, because he imprinted on a 2-year-old little girl.
That's so awkward.
I think that's
but it's not like
and somewhat
awkward.
But
imprinting
awkward.
Isn't, like, a sexual, like, thing. It's more emotional.
Yeah. What they said in the book was basically that, like, because Belle was kind of freaked out by it, but Jake basically said that, like, they'll grow up together, and he'll be, like, the best big brother to her ever, and then when eventually she's older, like, they'll fall in love and blah, blah, blah.
I know, I just thought it was funny, that's all.
So I guess we'll just have to wait and find out. Now we're going to talk about our scene of the week, where we pick out a scene from the series and talk about it. Gail, would you like to tell us the scene for this week?
The scene of this week is Bella's birthday scene, when she goes to the house and ends up cutting herself and falling over and all this good stuff. And Jackson can't contain himself and...
Jasper.
Gail.
Jasper, who might be last named Hale... I'm not really sure. he can't contain himself. And he tries to, like, and he just really wants to attack her, and he has to, like, leave the room, and it's really bad, because I love it at the end of the chapter where they're like, oh, I'm in a house full of vampires, and I just, blood, and blah, 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 blah. I think it's really cool. Interesting scene. Good one. Good pick, Gail.
Yeah, that was Gail's idea. Yeah, that scene was really cool, because because I got one of the later versions of New Moon, so it had that chapter
Same.
In it. And so it was like I was reading the end of New Moon, and it was the beginning of Eclipse, and it was like all of a sudden she just got attacked, and then that's where it stopped, and I was like, Oh my gosh, what is going on?
No, you're confusing.
No,
people.
It's at the end of Twilight.
It's at the end of Twilight. There's
new
a
moon.
Teaser yeah. at the back of the book. That exact thing happened to me. I was sitting in study hall in school, and I finished Twilight, and I was like, ooh, bonus chapter, so I finished that. And I looked up, and there was 10 minutes left in the period, and I was like, I must get New Moon. And I, like, ran up to the front of the room, and I asked for a pass to go to the library, and, like, I ran for my life to the library to get New Moon.
Yeah, I ended up getting New Moon from the store, like, the next
Same.
Day, because my parents bought it for me. I was, like, dying the entire time.
I had to wait for, like, 3 days. It was, like,
We're
terrible.
Saying this, but there's people who had to wait for New Moon, like, before it was released.
Yeah, but they didn't have the chapter at the end. Because
guys.
You guys, yeah. The Queen of England is bothering me again. I'm pretty sure I have to take this call.
What is that Queen of England always doing calling you?
I'm not quite sure.
She's so
Maybe
needy.
You're just popular.
I am.
She wants to make
I'm popular with the Brits.
Yes, you're dating the prince.
Princess.
Hey, phone.
See, there's the phone. There she is.
Jeez.
Yay.
Well, go talk to the Queen.
All right. See you guys.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
So we're going to move on to our next segment entitled Swoonworthy, Edward's nauseatingly adorable quote of the week. And this week's quote is from New Moon in the hardcover copy. It's page 514. For the rest of you, you get to figure it out by yourself. And it's when they get home from Italy, and they're in Bella's room, and Edward's talking to Bella. So he says, "Before you, Bella, my life was like moonless night. Very dark, but there were stars, points of light and reason. And then you shot across my sky like a meteor. Suddenly, everything was on fire. There was brilliancy. There was beauty. When you were gone, when the meteor had fallen over the horizon, everything went black. Nothing had changed, but my eyes were blinded by the light. I couldn't see the stars anymore. And there was no more reason for anything."
So adorable.
That was cute, Gail.
That was
I'm glad you appreciated the romanticism.
I tried really, really hard to make it attractive.
All right, well, now we're going to our favorite section where we pick a random topic and each discuss our favorite thing from that topic. Janae, would you like to tell what the topic is for this week?
Sure. Today we're going to pick our favorite scene from the teaser trailer. Yay!
Woot!
All right, well, my favorite scene is when the van is falling into... Oh, and by falling, I mean sliding / crashing into Bella, and then Edward goes and saves her. And it's just like, he has this look on his face like, oh crap, what did I do? And I wanted to give credit, I don't remember who emailed it to us, but someone we had mentioned before emailed this as a suggestion to the topic. So thank you, whoever you are. Does anyone remember who it was?
No.
I thought it was my idea.
Gail, stop taking credit for all the ideas.
Oh, I'm pretty sure someone emailed it to us, too.
Oh, well, I had the idea, too. But I will say someone else may have emailed in, too. I did not read that email. I'm very sorry.
I think I might have, and I'm a failure. So might be whoever it was.
Alrighty, then.
It's surprising that I didn't read it. I normally respond to most of them.
Yeah, well, my favorite scene is the end of the teaser trailer where she's all like, I'm not afraid of you, and then he gives the most evil yet hot smile ever and says, you really shouldn't have said that, and then grabs her and jumps out the window. I refuse to call it flying because vampires can't fly in Twilight World, so, but I just thought that smile was just like exactly how I pictured it in my head when I read that scene in the book.
My real favorite was also the one Maddie said for the same exact reason. We actually discussed it together. I love that look on his face at the end, where he's just looking at her like, did I just accidentally go across an entire parking lot in a matter of like a second and stop a car with my left hand?
It could have been the right hand. No.
It was his left hand, I think. It probably was his right hand.
It was his
no,
left hand.
No, it was his left hand.
It better be.
But I just like that you feel the need to specify.
Duh.
Alright, well, now we're going to Gail's cheesy vampire joke of the week. Gail, would you like to start?
Can I first say that I actually made this up, guys, and I want credit for it?
Okay, well,
Everyone love
credit
me.
Credit you love and me. Pretend we think it's funny. So go ahead.
Hey, Janae.
Yes?
How does a vampire wash his hair?
How?
Vampoo!
Oh, it's really
funny. That was really bad.
It's not your fault. It's not funny. It's supposed to be cheesy. And Aira is not here to think it's funny.
Oh, yes. I'm all alone. Laughing. What about next week if Aira gets a call from the Queen of England and next week's my week off?
Oh, no. That would stink.
We'll just have to not be amused.
We'll make Christina laugh. There you go.
If you'd like to send in a submission for Aira's or Gail's or Veronica's
whoever's
vampire joke of the week, please email us at bloodsuckerspodcast@yahoo.com. And if we use it on the next show, we'll call it your names. Cheesy joke. Cheesy vampire joke of the week.
And we'll actually call it your names. We won't, like, put your name.
No, we're just going to write Veronica no matter what your name is.
Or we can write Claudia. There you go. Or Maidy.
There we go.
Claudia, but Robert Pattinson didn't say it.
All right. Well, this week we have a challenge for all you listeners. Gail, want to tell us what it is?
Okay. Well, we're going to reiterate the three challenges that will exist by the end of this week. First of all, we still need favorite emails for favorite section or unanswered questions. So please email us in with ideas for the favorites and unanswered questions section. And the one we pick will be entered into a drawing for you to be on a special episode of Bloodsuckers as our special guest. What?
Ooh.
So the same prize to be entered into this drawing is going to be for the second thing, which is a new listener challenge. Send us an email letting us know if your local Borders is participating and hosting a Breaking Dawn book release. While at your Borders, take a picture of yourself with either a promo poster or a stack of the Twilight books containing one of each book. All pictures will be posted on our new site, if it's up by then. If not, it'll be on our old site, which will be www.bloodsuckerspodcast.com. And the owner of the best picture gets entered in the drawing to appear in a special episode of Bloodsuckers, and maybe we'll even make that picture our podcast picture that appears on iTunes of that episode. Ooh, that'd be cool. Three, this one's really, really cool. We're gonna start selling t-shirts. What? We can have as many designs as you guys want, so send us ideas for t-shirts. We want hundreds and trillions of ideas. Janae's making some. But there's a few rules. Nothing that can be copyright infringement. So we can't have any book titles. Can't have, I'm not sure if the characters' names are copyrighted, but we should probably avoid it.
Well, they are in Harry Potter, so you should probably steer away.
They probably might
be
eventually. And then if you want to add pictures to this t-shirt, they can't be like a book cover. So if you want to draw your own picture and then scan it on the computer and send it in, or come up with a cool thing. But for example, you could write like Bloodsuckers, bitingly fresh. But be creative, have fun, send us ideas for the t-shirts to our email. And any t-shirt that fits the criteria that we think could mildly be sold, we're gonna sell the t-shirts on Cafe Press. So
yay!
Woo!
Yay!
Lots of challenges this week.
Well, we're going to end the show this week with our song of the week, where we pick a song that reminds us of Twilight. Janae, what's our song for this week?
As you heard in the intro, this week's song is Hospital Bed Crawl by The Hush Sound.
We just saw them!
Yeah, we saw them last night, and they were very
way
good.
To go. Woot! We're going to play the song in the background as we discuss so you guys can hear it.
Alright guys, so what about the song reminds you of Twilight?
Okay, there's this one quote where he goes, "And he likes the taste of blood, and he loves the way you love, and that's just what he wants from you, for obvious reasons." That kind of reminds me of Twilight, because Edward kind of enjoys the taste of blood sometimes, every day, and he loves Kristen, and he loves Bella and how she acts. And that's just what he wants from her. He doesn't want her to be a vampire or to stay young forever. He just wants her the way she is.
Aww. Yeah, on that note, the line, where it says, "You're the only angel I ever gave away," it kind of reminded me of New Moon, how he loves Bella so much, but like he had to let her go so that she would be safe.
And also kind of, if you think about it, how he doesn't want her to like have to be like internal damnation from being a vampire. So he doesn't want, like, I guess her ability to be an angel to give away.
Well, I saw in the section where it says, in an alleyway way downtown, there's a lurker making rounds, keeping track and keeping tabs on you, and then the whole, he likes the taste of blood and he loves the way you love. I thought that part could be taken in two different respects, depending on which way you're looking at it. One way could be like you're looking at it at Edward and how he loves Bella and such, but the first half of the part, the lurker making rounds and keeping tabs and stuff, that was kind of reminding me of the Volturi, and yeah, I have like a fascination with the Volturi because they're like weird like that. But yeah, it reminded me of Jane and Felix and Dimitri, and that's kind of what they do. That's their job. And I also saw the, do the hospital bed crawl and the terminal yell and be violently alone, I feel. If you think of hospital bed, kind of like morgue, kind of. Like, if when Edward thought Bella was dead, and the terminal yell, like, he wanted to die, and that's pretty much what terminal means. And violently alone, he was all emo. He just pretty much curled up into a ball and let the grief just take him over. So that is my philosophical insight for the day.
The chorus, which is, well, hey, you're the only thing I wouldn't change in this place, it's strange to say. Memphis, well, you're the only angel, well, you're the only angel I'd ever do anyway. But that part, the, you're the only thing I wouldn't change. It seems like Bella, how she hates everything about Forks but Edward.
The line, and darling, I won't be polite, I'm just like all the other boys, I won't take a no, I'm soaking in your cinnamon. That kind of reminds me, he actually does take a no, but what am I talking about? That line reminds me kind of how Edward always says that even though he's a vampire, he's like still a man, and the soaking in your cinnamon, it reminds me of just how they like smell each other, which sounds awkward when you say it, but like how they breathe each other in all the time.
The first part, in the backseat of the car, the corner of a room, in the shadows where I hide from you, it reminds me of the very beginning of the series when Edward's trying to like get away from Bella because he wants to kill her so bad.
Oh, and the one line, I take in more than I can give, that reminds me of how he always refers to himself as essentially a selfish creature that he like. So he thinks of himself as taking more than he can give back from to her. Yeah.
Okay, there's two lines left. First is, I don't want your shining eyes. And the last one is, without you I'm alone, so I'll never let you go. The last one, obviously, the entirety of New Moon. Like, just, yeah. I don't want your shining eyes. I guess it could be construed like Jacob doesn't want Bella to become this like perfect, shining-eyed vampire. He just like wants her to be with him. Score.
Or you could see it as how Bella just sometimes doesn't want to think of him as a vampire. She wants to think of him as just like the label, the supernaturalness doesn't matter. It's just Edward. So that could be a possibility.
It's not the supernatural that matters, it's what's inside that counts.
Exactly.
Don't be supernaturalist.
Yeah. Alright, well, that's it for our show this week. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us at bloodsuckerspodcast@yahoo.com or visit our blog at bloodsuckerspodcast.blogspot.com. You can also be our friend on MySpace at myspace.com/bloodsuckerspodcast. Please remember to give us a rating on iTunes and to vote for us on Podcast Alley, the link for which can be found on our website. Thanks for listening. I'm Maddie.
I'm Janae.
I'm Gail. And keep a lookout for our new website, www.bloodsuckerspodcast.com.
Make sure to tune in next week.
Bye.
Never gave away.